On Sunday, if all goes well, Salina, Kansas enters the history books. The central Kansas town will serve as the starting point for an attempt at what some call the last great aviation record. Steve Fawcett, who set round-the-world records in ballooning and sailing, wants to be the first person to complete a solo airplane flight around the world without refueling. And whether he makes it or not, NPR's Greg Allen reports, the folks in Salina are celebrating.
Tucked away in the center of the state with just 50,000 people, Salina isn't well known. Until 1965, it was home to Schilling Air Force Base. When the Strategic Air Command base closed here, it left Salina with a rich history and something more, a 12,300-foot runway formerly used by B-47s. That long runway is one reason pilot Steve Fawcett chose Salina as the spot to launch his solo round-the-world flight. Airport head Tim Rogers says there's another. Salina is more than 1,300 miles inland.
After spending 65 to 70 hours en route and at the end of the flight, you've expended your fuel, that end of the flight needs to be overland.
If Fawcett runs out of fuel early instead of the ocean, he'll hope to be able to land somewhere in the western United States. But failure is not something people in Salina are dwelling on. In a spacious, well-lit hangar at the Salina Airport, the Global Flyer patiently waits for its shot at a new world record. It's a sleek, single-engine jet with a 114-foot wingspan and a trimaran design. The jet engine is mounted over the center pod, which also contains the fuselage and the instrument-packed cockpit. But at its heart, Global Flyer is really just a flying gas tank. When it takes off, 83% of its weight will be jet fuel. It's similar in some ways to its round-the-world predecessor, the propeller-driven Voyager aircraft. Voyager was flown around the world by two people, Dick Rutan and Gina Yeager in 1986. Voyager and Global Flyer were both designed by Dick's brother, Bert Rutan. But Global Flyer crew chief in Salina, Philip Grossa, says the planes are nothing alike.
This airplane is all carbon fiber. The engine is, in the last 20 years, as the jet engines have come of age, they're more fuel efficient, they're lighter, they're smaller. This will be flying up at about 45,000 feet. Well, the Voyager flew down around 10,000 to 15,000 feet down in the regular atmosphere.
Fawcett will pilot in his shirt sleeves in a pressurized cabin. He'll have an autopilot so he can catch some naps during his nearly 3 days in the air. And Grossa says NASA has provided a satellite video system that will allow mission control and the public to have a live feed from the cockpit.
It'll give us an actual eye in the plane. It'll actually be, as opposed to you telling me over a radio what the problem is, you can actually point the camera right to what you want, and I can see it, or mission control people can see it and say, okay, we see what in the world you're trying to explain to us.
Mission control will also be here in Salina, manned in part by students from Kansas State University, which has an aviation school at the airport. Pat Reinerson is one of a team of students already working with a Virgin Atlantic meteorologist to plot Fawcett's flight path.
We're looking at the jet stream, the wind data, along the route, he'll be set in the points that he can fly over. We won't be able to change those. And so what we'll be looking at once he takes off is what altitude will give him the best wind. We'll basically put him in the core of the jet stream.
Key to the success of Fawcett's round-the-world attempt will be fuel efficiency, computing a flight path that takes advantage of altitude and the jet stream to get Global Flyer around the world on as little fuel as possible. Kansas State seniors Seth Short and Monica Chester says they've considered what will happen if their computations are too far off.
Yeah, if Steve runs out of fuel, he's, I think, got all of our cell phone numbers. He'll be going, hey, where's my fuel you promised me?
In Salina, people are excited both about the flight and that the event will shine the spotlight, however briefly, on their community. Salina's airport operates a thriving aviation service center, a maintenance operation that caters to 7,000 corporate jet customers yearly. Chamber of Commerce President Gerald Cook says they build the airport as America's fuel stop. But with Global Flyer's round-the-world attempt, he says they may change that to the world's fuel stop.
We want this to go into the record books, and we want Salina to be in the record books, just like Kitty Hawk was in the record books. This is the last great challenge in aviation. That's why it's a big deal.
Not many Americans have heard of Salina, Kansas, but 100 years ago, the name Kitty Hawk wasn't in the history books either. Greg Allen, NPR News.